This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. As of this morning, a 49-year-old Scottish businessman in America, David Carruthers, is in custody and out of work, fired. He'd been running an online gambling company, BetOnSports.com. Now he faces a 22-count indictment in Missouri. As NPR's Mike Pesca reports, this is part of an ongoing battle between the government and online betting.
David Carruthers' arrest last week as he changed planes in Dallas on his way to Costa Rica shocked other purveyors of online betting who worried that they could be the next to be raked in by the Department of Justice. Many online gambling operators have come to believe that theirs is a business like the basement poker game or church bingo, perhaps technically illegal, but not likely to be prosecuted. U.S. Attorney Catherine Hanaway has issued notice they're wrong.
Unregulated gambling is illegal in every state in the country. The Wire Wager Act makes internet gambling or placing bets over any wire illegal.
Hanaway may be bluffing. According to Joseph Kelly, an expert on gambling law at the State College at Buffalo, New York, and editor of the Gaming Law Review.
Almost everybody who studied this issue and has written in peer-reviewed journals would say that except for sports betting, all other online gambling is a gray area of law. And the Justice Department only goes after entities that engage in sports betting when they accept U.S. customers.
That's exactly what BetOnSports did, often flagrantly so. BetOnSports advertised in the U.S. as a legal and licensed entity, which is true in England and Costa Rica, not on these shores. David Carruthers eagerly put himself in the public eye. This month, he was offering comment on the anti-online gambling bill passed by the U.S. House of Representatives. That bill, by the way, combined with this arrest, has convinced a few online gamblers and investors that these are dark days for all of online gambling. But Joseph Kelly sees the bill as actually contradicting the Department of Justice.
If online gambling is illegal, as the Justice Department says, why do we need a federal law saying we are going to make it illegal?
The motivation behind the Department of Justice's prosecution may actually have the most to do with BetOnSports founder Gary Kaplan. A former New York City bookie, Kaplan is as mysterious as he is notorious. He uses pseudonyms and doesn't allow himself to be photographed. A number of legal experts call Kaplan the DOJ's main target. BetOnSports claims that even if they knew where Kaplan was, they'd have no sway over him, as he's no longer a part of management and only owns shares through a trust. BetOnSports has stopped taking bets. Well, that's true online, but a call to one of the 800 numbers listed in the indictment yielded this message.
Thank you for calling BetMail.com Sportsbook, Racebook, Poker Room, and Casino. For new and existing client support, please press 1. For poker support,
who knows whether that number is taking bets, but you can't invest in BetOnSports on the London Stock Exchange anymore, which is one reason why firing Carruthers is seen as a business necessity. And the chill extends from a detention facility in Texas all the way to Las Vegas, where as of yesterday, a major online gambling conference sponsored by Bodog.com was postponed. Bodog's chief, Calvin Ayer, who was once on the cover of Forbes' billionaire issue under the tagline "Cyber Bookie Sticks It to Uncle Sam," maintains that what happened to BetOnSports is not at all ominous for the rest of online gambling. Even so, at this time, postponing a major conference for online gamblers was the safe bet. Mike Pesca, NPR News, New York.